passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Oil has been discovered in Uganda, but what impact will it have on the country? Phil Vernon is from peacebuilding NGO International Alert.
There's two possible impacts it can have, if you like. Depends which road Uganda takes. There's the very positive impact, which is nicely distributed wealth and continued economic and social and political development for Ugandans. Or, if Ugandans take the wrong path, they can go down the road of what's called the resource curse, and oil can fundamentally destabilise the progress which has been made in Uganda. Could even lead to violent conflict breaking out again.
And do we have any idea what it is that catalyses a country going in one direction or the other?
I think it's mostly about information and leadership. First of all, it's about leadership. It's about political leaders. It's about leaders in civil society. It's about church leaders. It's about male leaders, women leaders, and it's about business leaders. All recognizing the risks and the opportunities, choosing the opportunities, but understanding that they have to invest to harness those opportunities for good development. And what often happens is that everybody is looking out for their own interests or the interests of their particular constituency, be it the oil company looking out for its shareholders, be it the political leadership looking out for its particular constituency, be it local community leaders looking out for what they can get out of the situation, and people lose sight of the bigger picture. It seems that there's an initial period of a very small number of years in which things can either get on the right track or go on the wrong track. Once they start to get on the wrong track, it's very difficult to bring them back.
And do we have examples in Africa where it has gone really well?
I'm not sure if there's any examples of where it's gone really well in Africa. There's plenty of examples of where it's gone really badly. And of course, Nigeria, the Delta region of Nigeria, is constantly in the news as being an area in which oil has essentially, because of the lack of good governance going back decades in Nigeria, and especially in that part of Nigeria, oil has essentially undermined and destabilized whatever was good governance in that region. And it's very hard to see now how the government, the communities, the oil companies can really rescue that situation without a real long-term investment in peace building.
And you say there's no country where it's gone really well, but are there countries at least where you could look at it and go, well, actually, they kind of got it as right as they could do, and we can learn from this?
We've been working in a very small country off the west coast of Africa called Sao Tome for the last few years. Now, they discovered offshore oil about 5-6 years ago. And right since then, we've been working with Sao Tomeans, with civil society and with the government, and to some extent with the oil companies, on trying to help them to get this right. So, for example, they've passed an oil law, which is a pretty good one. It lays out how the revenues should be shared. It's relatively well known to civil society. People are quite aware of it. There's something called the EITI, the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, which is an international initiative very much supported by the British government, which brings together the government, the oil industry and civil society in places where there's oil to try and ensure transparency. Because often a problem arises over transparency of the receipts. So I would have to say Sao Tome is starting to get some things right, but the oil hasn't yet started to flow, and we will be continuing to work there, and especially helping civil society to keep a close eye and engage to make sure things do stay on track.
And if a country like Sao Tome or Uganda actually do get it right, or at least as right as can be got, what difference do you think it really could make to them? How could we see them, say, change in the next 10 years?
Well, I forget the exact figures, but if you look at Uganda, we're talking about billions of dollars of additional revenue. That's additional tax revenue for the government. That's fantastic, because that can increasingly replace the aid money which the government is currently receiving. I mean, no government wants to be a recipient of aid money forever. So it can improve the tax revenues and therefore improve the government's opportunity to spend on social spending and infrastructure, etc. And that's both at the national level and at the local level, because the system in place in Uganda, as in most countries, is that a certain proportion of the revenues get to be spent on local government as well as on national government. So that's one improvement. The second thing is oil brings jobs. It brings value creation. Infrastructure has to be improved, so the roads get improved. So there's all sorts of knock-on benefits. The report we recently published about oil in Uganda, we called it Harnessing Oil for Peace and Development in Uganda. And it's quite easy to see how that can happen. I mean, we've done it in this country. But you need the systems in place, and you really need the will and the drive amongst the leaders to make it happen.
That's Phil Vernon from peacebuilding NGO International Alert. There are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.